I've been dressing up since 1987 as the Saints Pope, and every home game, I dress up with it. I only missed one home game dressed up, and that's when I had my open heart surgery.
I mean, I would always just be this guy who could whistle loud in the airplane, just annoying people in the section. I've been a Saints fan since birth, and we weren't very great back in those days. So no one would get up on third and second and fourth down. So I figured, why don't I incorporate my whistle with 68,000 people in the Superdome providing the air?
I told my daughter that I would dress up as the Joker to go on Halloween night with her, and we went trick-or-treating. Well, my brother saw my outfit, and he goes, man, I dare you to wear that to a Saints game.
Wear it.
So I did, and we won that game. And then after that, being so superstitious, it was kind of like if I didn't wear it, then we might not win.
I always loved face paint as a kid. My mom would tell you I would grab markers and crayons and stuff like that, draw all over the house, and it would get on my face at some point. You know, you can't explain it. It's just one of those things where when you have a connection with the team and the city, you know, it just works. It's worth it.
It's primers. It's the white makeup. It's the shadowing, the powder, the contact lens. That, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Going to the Dome dressed as I do, it's like one big family, and it means a lot.
Hours trying to get into the Dome or trying to leave the Dome with fans of Saints and opponents.
Because of the amount of pictures you have to take and just beginning of the tailgating process, it's something we look forward to.
I don't know that I could go back and to the time that I didn't dress up. It's something inside of me that wants to build up the spirit when you're there, and it's so electric. And to see kids smiling and people that appreciate you doing it, it just, to me, it's really, it makes you feel New Orleans. It does.
Believe it or not, I was in the Superdome, and the next thing you know, somebody's pulling on the back of the outfit, and it was Monsignor Father Bob Massey, which actually got on his knees and blessed the outfit, and he just kept telling me, you keep coming dressed as a Pope, and everybody loves you dressed like that. Just keep coming and doing it. And that was my favorite memory. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, the energy in the Superdome is amazing. You know, there's really no way to describe it.
It's a positive place that we can have fun, because at the end of the day, it's just a game.
The hospitality that the Saints fans give to all the opposing teams that come in and their fans, it's truly something special.
You know, they're cheering for the wrong team, but at the same point, we treat them well in our section.
But you also want them to know when they come to Poitras Street, New Orleans, it is not going to be easy to win. It's going to be loud.
Like being next to a jet airplane the entire three-hour game.
We want to make it unplayable for our opponents. We want to make it so loud in this dome that nobody can hear a word.
Shouldn't I have my seats purposely behind the opposing team's bench just so I can lean over the rail the whole time?
Make sure they can't hear anything.